Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The staff here at KINS 106.3 FM has asked us to write backup comments in case we can't make our scheduled appointments. So here it is. The criminal element we have here on the northern end of the state never fails to amaze me with their stupidity and approach to lawlessness. Take, for instance, the guy that held up a grocery store in Fortuna. And it went so well, he decided to hold up another one down the street. That one didn't go so well for him, but it did for the cops. The 76 station in McKinleyville is a regular target for bad guys. I sure hope they don't keep much cash in their registers. As a lifelong grocery clerk and meat cutter, we were always told to give them the dough and pay attention to the description of the perp. Fortunately, it never happened to me. The nastiness of a couple guys in southern Humboldt came out when they pistol-whipped a man and his daughter and barricaded them in a closet after forcing them to open a couple of safes. They did get out, but what if no one had come by to let them out? Scams of all sorts are out there everywhere. Someone called me one day and said there had been a $700 charge on our credit card. Turns out they wanted our numbers. They didn't get them. I know a lady, a smart one at that, who got clipped for several thousand dollars on a "this is your grandson" call. She forced the bank to send the money despite their objection. It happened to me once, and later I was sorry I didn't lead them on for a while. Two people came to my folks' house one day several years ago, and my poor old innocent dad talked to one of them while the other ransacked their bureaus and drawers and got, among other things, several silver dollars that my mom had picked up when some guy turned them in when she worked at the bank. Another thing that drives us nuts are the phone calls from all over the country trying to sell or promoting braces and other medical products. They often use a spoofing technique, where they use local phone numbers to confuse you. Question: why in football games do they run the ball right into the center of the line when it only works about 10% of the time? I want to comment on my friend Dave Silverbrand. I first met Dave when he moved to Eureka right across the street from where I worked. We hit it off, and he still is a major influence on the local news scene. He does the Senior Moment articles on Channel 3, and I was lucky enough to be the subject of one of them. It's fun to be famous, even if it's only in my head. Dave was lucky enough to become acquainted with President George H.W. Bush many years ago, but still is just regular old Dave. Dave has had some hard times losing his nice wife in a pedestrian accident, but keeps plugging along. Nice knowing you, Dave. A letter to the Times Standard a while back from a man in Fortuna said he was glad there was no legal sales of pot in the city. I am too. I hate that stuff. It's just another thing that complicates our lives and creates all kinds of problems we don't need. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.